Today's daf is Nazir, daf Mem Zayin. We are on Mem Vav Mabez, the Mishnah, towards the bottom, last few lines of the sixth parak of Nazir, getting into the seventh parak, the last third of the Masechta, nine prakim, and we start discussing the Tiklachas. Kilach al Hazevach v'nimsa pasul. As we learned, the last daf, when does one do the Tiklachas? We had this on Mem Heima Beis, that there are different days of the Tanoim. When does one do the Tiklachas? Does one do the Tiklachas after the Chatos, or does it do it after the Shlamim? Different days exactly when one does the Tiklachas. What happens if one did the Tiklachas, the Nazir cut his hair, and then the karba that he had brought becomes pasul? How does it become pasul? So Tosfos says on top, maybe the blood spilled out before you sprinkled it, maybe it was yatsa, maybe it was nitma, something happens that you cannot continue the hakravas hakarban. So gilach al hazevach v'nipsa pasul. So what happens in that case? It comes out that he got a haircut, he cut his hair, and he has not brought any of his karbanas nazirus, even if he brought others afterwards. But at the time that he had his haircut, he had not brought any karbanos. Tiglachto psula. So that tiglachas is pasul. It's as if he got his haircut during the time. Uzvachav lo alulo. And his karbanos do not count for him. Tosfos on top. Tiglachto psula. Dehoel ubishas tiglachto lo nizrak afilu echad min hadamim behechsher. Since at the time that he got his haircut, there was not even one of the karbanos that had the zrikas hadam properly, havilei, it's as if kilgilchuhu listam. It's not his fault. We don't blame him. You know, the kohen tripped and the blood spilled out. We don't blame him, but it's like somebody cut your hair forcibly during your naziris. And the halacha is then you have to wait. You have to wait till you get a growth that is ra'ui to cut. V'gilchu listo l'achar melos, amrinan reish pirkin, l'rabbi Eliezer soser zayin l'rabbanan shloshim. You need at least a week or a month of waiting. So that is the halacha, tiglach l'psula, and the karbanas don't count. Which karbanas? Of course, the karban that was pasul doesn't count. But even the karbanas brought afterwards, even if they were behechsher, but if they were brought after a tiglachas psula, so those karbanos don't count for him. Good. So that is if one of the karbanas was found pasul. Gilach, a similar idea. Gilach halachata shelo lishmo. If somebody gets their hair cut after bringing the karban chatos, oh, I'm sorry, just one other hour before we continue. The Karen Ora, here on our Tosfos, he quotes the Tosfos about the Tiklachas Psula, and he notes, you see clearly from here, the Kfar Hairosi Bazela El, that is clear from here that even according to the opinion that says the Tiklachas is not Ma'akeves, but if somebody is Magaleach without a karban, so they're Soser. On a Doraisa level. Because you see here, you have to bring your Karbanas again. If you only say it's a problem with the Rabbanan, you're not going to have to go through the Karbanas again. So the Karen Ora has that Ha'ara. Yes, there's a Machlokas Tanam, whether the Tiklachas is Ma'akeves or not. But if you do the Tiklachas at a time when you weren't allowed to do it, even if it wasn't Ma'akev, that's going to ruin what you did. Afilu mandamar Tiklachas lo Ma'akva mikol makom im gilach achar malos below Karban soser lamid yom minatora. The lav hachi amayzvachev lo alulo. Why wouldn't they count? V'e eno soser elamid rabbanan imkain hechi maysi chatas acher v'shlamim gamkein lo masi lasuya mid rabbanan afal gav debabed adava mishum talechem habayimahem. Right, there's going to be a problem even with the shlamim, not just with the chatas. But then he quotes avol be'emes sarachi, and I think this is true, but I'm not sure exactly why, because we had earlier in the Masechta, what if a nazir becomes tame after his malos? He finished his counting. He just hasn't brought his karbanos yet. So the Gemara said earlier, that's soser midrabanan. That's not soser daraisa. So he just wonders why tiglachas, a problematic tiglachas, after the malos, is going to uproot everything, while a problematic tuma is not. So he says, you have to, he says it, but he says, I'm not exactly sure why. He continues and he just leaves it, but he says that seems to be the reality, that a tumah problem afterwards is going to be a problem only drabanan, while a haircut problem is going to be d'oraisa. Okay, that's the first line of the Mishnah. If your karban is found to be pasul. So here's an example of the karban being pasul. Next line of the Mishnah. First wide line. Gilach alachata shelo lishma. If somebody has, if a nazir gets their tiglachas after bringing their chatas shelo lishma. So for this we have to remember the first Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim. The Mishnah tells us that there are different types of problematic thoughts on a karban. If a karban is brought shelo lishma, which means a different karban in mind. I bring a shlamim and I think ola. I bring an ola and I think asham. So usually the Mishnah says the karban is kosher. It just doesn't count for the bialim's obligation to be fulfilled. That's the first Mishnah. Kol azvachim. Shidismechu shelo lishma ksheirim ela shelo olu lebialim l'shem chova. With two exceptions. Number one, Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Karban Pesach Bizmano. Machlokes Tanoim later in the Perek. What about the morning of Karban Pesach? But it's at least Karban Pesach in the afternoon. Number one. And number two, Chatas. Those two Karbanos cannot exist without being connected intensely to the owner. They cannot exist. So therefore you cannot say, oh, kosher, but lo alo lebailim. A chatas needs to be baal chait. If it's not baal chait, it's pasul. And that's why if I bring a chatas, shalo lishma, it's pasul. And then there's a day Rabbi Eliezer says, even in asham, because an asham always follows chatas. He says that a few times in Seder Kachim, throughout. But that's the first Mishnah in Zvachim. So that's what our Mishnah is relating to. If I'm a galeach on the chatas that was brought shalo lishma, so then, v'acharka chevi karbanosav lishman, even if I brought the other karbanos lishma, tiglachto psula, uzvachav lo alulo. Everything's ruined. Because you had your tiglachas after a karban that was pasul. And the other karbanos don't count because they weren't brought when the person was ra'ui legaleach. Gilach al ha'ola o al ha'shlamim shalo lishman. But what about this case? If I did my teglachas after my ola and shlamim that were brought shalo lishma, v'acharka chevi karbanosav, and then after that I brought the other karbanos lishman, so then teglachto psula uzvachav lo alulo. The Tanakama holds, same thing in this case. Still puzzle why? Because even if the karban is kosher, but it didn't count for you, and you have to bring your karbanos of nazirus, or at least a karban of a nazir, and then have your tiglachas. So regarding Hilchas Kachim, is the karban kosher or not? Okay, it might be kosher if it's brought shalol lishma. But regarding the tiglachas of nazirus, this tiglachas was not done after any karban of nazirus, and that's why the other karbanos also lo alulo. And on that detail, Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon Omer, Oso hazevach lo alalo, the karbanos that were brought shalo lishma don't count. Aval shar zvachim alu. But the other karbanos that were brought afterwards do count for him. Shar zvachim alu. Right? That's what the Brisker Rav says. That even if you say lo alu l'shem chova, it must somehow be connected to the owner. Or else Reb Shimon wouldn't be able to say this at all. If they're totally disconnected from the owner, totally, so then how could the other karbanos be kosher? They were brought after a tiglachas that was done after nothing. So even if it doesn't fulfill the obligation, it must be called nikra al shem bialim, says the Brisker Rav, and that's how Reb Shimon can suggest that the other karbanos are still somewhat kosher. We'll see more about Reb Shimon in the Gemara. V'im gilach al shlashton v'nimsa echad mehem kosher tiglachto ksheira v'yavishar zvachim. But as the Mishnah ends off, if any of the karbanos were found to be kosher before the tiglachas was done, so then that counts for the Yeved, and you just bring the other karbanos, yavishar zvachim, period. Oma Rav Ada Bar Ava, says the Gemara, Zos Omeres, you know what we see from our Mishnah, Ksava Reb Shimon, Nazir Shegilach al Shalmei Nedava, Yatsa. It must be that Reb Shimon holds a Nazir that gets his haircut after just Shalmei Nedava, you're still Yotzei. My Taima, because our pasuk, what happened? Our Mishnah says even by a karban shalol lishma, to amar krav v'nasan ala ish asher tachas zevach hashlamim v'lo kasav al shlamav. It must be that even if it's not a karban that fulfills your obligation, but just it's connected to you and you're bringing it, that's enough for Reb Shimon, and that's why he says in our case that as long as the karban was kosher before the tiglachas, it is okay. But again, remember the Tanakama argues on that, and we paskin like the Tanakama. Says the Mishnah, last Mishnah here in the sixth parak. Misha Nizrak Alav. Still talking about the Tiglachas. Again, remember this parak was all about comparing and contrasting the different elements of Naziris. Right? The classic Mishnah in this parak was on Daf Mem Dalet. Right, where we had what is unique about each of these. What's unique about the halakha of haircuts? What's unique about tumah? What's unique about drinking wine? That was the chumra of each one back on the mem dalad amid aleph. But now we're talking to getting into the haircut in terms of the when. Good. Somebody that had zrikas hadam, and then they become tameh. So this is what the Karen Ora was just referring to before. Right, yet you're finished. Rabbi Elazar Omer Soser Asakol, Rabbi Elazar says, everything is out. We'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't really mean that, but that's what the Mishnah says. V'chachamim omrim yavi shar karbonosav v'yitar. Bring the rest of the karbonos v'yitar. Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi, that really what this Mishnah means is, become tar and then bring the other karbonos. Yavi shar karbonosav, once a person is v'yitar. That's what Tosfos Dibur Maskel v'chachamim omrim understands based on the Yerushalmi. Pirish lekashi yitar kach mefarish be Yerushalmi stam maisa. And Tosfos links this and says this is Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim lishitasam. Well, I continue reading it. Tosfos v'rabbanan l'taymayu. What did the Rabbanan say on yesterday's Mishnah? Even after one maisa of the Tara process, so that's good enough. So here, if Yadzrika Saddam, that's good enough. So if you become Tami, it's okay. Rebbe Eliezer Lishitaso, Achar Maisim Kulam. And that's why here, you're going to have to restart, according to the Lashon of the Mishnah. For Rabbana Latamayu, says the Tosfos, Da Amri Achar Maisi Yechidi, Mutu Lishtos Yainu Megaleach, Hareyu Kodim Shenitma, Ro'i Litiglachas, V'lama Yisteroso. But according to Rebbe Eliezer, he says it has to be Achar Maisim Kulam, and that's why you have to wait. The Rush here, he didn't have it yesterday, I don't think, the Rush here has a beautiful, very graphic lashon of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Achar ma'isav kulam." Why? Because there's a lot to do in the process of tara, and the teglachas has to be after all the karbanos. So the Rush's lashon here is second to last skinny line in the Rush. Kivan desfirli the Rabbi Eliezer she'ein echad min ha'karbanos matiro b'teglachas ad she'yakriv es kulam. That's Rabbi Eliezer shita that you have to be makriv all of them. Imkein kol karbonosav chashuvim kekarbon echad. All of his karbonos are considered one karbon. Yes, one's a chatos, one's an ola, one's a shlamim. That's true. But regarding package, it's a package. It's one karbon. Ukishenitma kodem shehikriv kulo havig ikilu nitma shachris kodem shehikriv afilu echad mehem. If you become tamei in the middle of the process, it's as if you became tamei before, because it's as if you didn't bring any until you bring all. V'havi ha'karban shehevi kilu ekrivu toch malos. That is a graphic lashon. And that's a question to always ask. Whenever we have a chiyuv to bring sets of karbanos, are they joint or are they hyphenated or is there a comma in between, as we might say? You have to bring yoledes. Has to bring a chatos and an ola. Does she have to bring a chatos and an ola? Or does she have to bring a chatos ola? Right? Two physical karbanos, but hyphenated. We discussed a few weeks ago, remember the shita of the Eben Ezra and the dream the Meshach Chachma had about the Rashba, that he was a mechave to Abita Shal Torah when in carbon ola v'yored. Instead of just bringing a chatos, you have to bring a chatos and an ola bird. Where'd the ola come from? Right, you have to just bring a chatos. So the Eben Ezra said, well, a chatos ha'ov has nothing birds on the Mizbeach. Right, what is the language of the Mishnah in Zvachim? Ein l'mizbeach el adama. That's the only thing that. So, but what do you mean? Don't you have to have something birds on the Mizbeach to be parallel to the emurin of the chatos behema? So says the Eben Ezra, yeah, that's the olas ha'ov. So you see there clearly that it's a package. It's a package. That was the havamina that an olas ha'ov might not require yom. You need a separate pasuk to tell you that also has to be by yom. So again, this Rush goes on in that list. That according to Rabbi Eliezer here, the reason it has to be after all the karbanos is because it's one package deal of all the karbanos. We like to talk about the hyphenated comma discussion when we have a double day of kedusha, when we have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, when you have Shabbos Yontif, any of those. When you have Shabbos Yom Kippur, is that Shabbos comma Yontif or is it Shabbos, hyphenated Yantif, with many nafkamina. The classic one being, the Tur quotes a machlokas between his brother and himself. If somebody forgets Yalav Yavo on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh in benching, does one have to repeat benching? Because if it's just Rosh Chodesh, you have no chiyuv to repeat, because you didn't have a chiyuv to have bread. But today is Shabbos. If you forget Ritzeh, you have to repeat. So what if you forget Yalav Yavo in the benching of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Machlokas we showed him. One might say, says the Tur, I think B'shem Reb Yechiel, one of his brothers, that once this is a benching, that you have a chiyuv to have bread, then it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh benching, hyphenated, not a Shabbos Kaba Rosh Chodesh. And there are many others. So you have to make Kiddush when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch. So there are many, but this is also mentioned here. We'll see at the end if we have time to come back to more of the... of more of this discussion. Continues the Mishnah. Amru lo, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, who says that it's ruined if you become Tameh after only one of the Karbanos. Amru lo, Maisa ben Miriam ha-Tarmudis. Miriam the Tarmudis from Tarmud. Shenizok aleha echem ben adamim ubova amru lo. Right? This is the second story in Mishnayis Nazir about a Nazira. Where was the first one? Remember the first one? Back on Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis, Hilni Amalka. Now, I'm sorry, the Hilni that became a Nazira in Chutz Laaretz for 7 years. She came to Eretz Yisrael. She had to do another 7 years. Maybe she had to do a third 7 years. Bash Pei Shammai, Beis Hillel. Right, that was one. But here we have another one. Miriam Atarmudis. Shenizag Alacha Ben Adamim Ubava Amrula Albita Shaisa Mesukenes. They come and told her that her daughter is deathly ill. V'holcha Umatza Shemesa. And she went and she failed out. She walked in and she was dead. She died and she became she was nitmes. What happened? The Amr Chachamim Tavi Shar Karbanoseh Avetitar. And the Chachamim said, like the Shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah, that what she did already was okay. She just has to bring the rest of it, of her Karbanos after she became Tahar. That's how, remember, the Yerushalmi understood the Mishnah. Let's finish the parak, and then we'll make a comment on this halacha. Tani, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Soser, Esakol. Rebbe Eliezer says here, if she becomes Tame after Malos, she ruins everything. But 1 minute, the Omer, Rebbe Eliezer, we had Rebbe Eliezer earlier, a number of times, Kol Acher Malos, Shiva Soser. Really only a week. Rebbe Eliezer says you have to wait a week and then bring the rest. What do you mean, Soser, Esakol? Amarav, my Soser, Nami, Tekam, Rebbe Eliezer, Soser Karbanosav. What Rebbe Eliezer also means is you have to wait a week and then bring all the karbanos. Then what's the machlokas? The Chacham also said you have to bring your karbanos when you become Torah, which is a week later. The answer is, what about the karban you brought already? That's the machlokas. They both agree you only have to wait a week. The question is the karban that you brought beforehand ruined or not? Rebbe Eliezer says it's ruined. The Chachamim say it is not ruined. And the Gemara says, Achinami Mistavra. The language of the Mishnah also tips us off that this is what the Machlokas is about. Diktani v'chachamim omrim, tavi shar karbanoseha v'titar. The Chachamim say, bring the rest of the karbanos. That sounds like that's the emphasis of their Shita. Just bring the rest. What's the Machlokas? Rebbe Eliezer says, no, you also have to bring what you did. Shmamina. And also the next language, u'maisa nami b'mirim atarmudis, shenizrak alea echem en adamim, ubo v'hodi uhu albita, shayisa misukenes v'alcho batza shemesa v'yamar chachamim, tavi shar kabanaseh v'titar, shmamina. That language of the Rabbanan, that just bring the rest, sounds like Rebbe Eliezer's Shita is, no, you can't just bring the rest. But in terms of the time, they both just say a week later. That is it, no more than that. Period. So the Yerushalmi, as we mentioned, Tosfos quotes, holds that only after you become Tahor, if she becomes Tahora, after the Nazir becomes Tahor, do you bring the rest of his Karbanos. And the problem is asked by the Achronim. The Karen Ora here asks, why do you have to wait? The halacha is Tameh Mishaleach Karbanosav. Do I have to wait? Let's say I bring a carbon to the base of Hamikdash, and then I become Tameh. The Kohen has to wait for me to become Tahor in order to bring the Karbanos? What if somebody's sleeping? Right? Does the Kohen have to wait? You can't bring a carbon when a person's sleeping? No, you're allowed to. Says the Karen Ora. La'aniyas da'ati yishlus ta'peik bazeh. Kivan tekfar hutar mikol ve'ein sarach ala l'shaleim karbonosav l'mitzvah imkein afilu heviyim betumasu yatsa ta'tamei mishaleach karbonosav u'lachad chilu dar michachamim diavi l'kishi yitar. So din lachad chilu, but not b'di eved v'tzarach iyin. right? That's the question of the Keren Or. It sounds like this is a dibbe d'eved, and I don't understand it. Ask the Keren Or. So the Tosas Rid says in Achinami, it's only a din lachadchila. So din lachadchila b'di'eved, it tami can be mishalei karban osaf. But Reb Chaim in the Grachala Rambam suggests, well, maybe this is where the Rambam gets his shita from. Why? The Rambam says, this is against what we just said. The Rambam says in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, in Perek, the end of Perek Beis, the Rambam says, Tamei Sheretz v'chayotzei bo, v'ha'arel mishalchan es karbon oseim v'makrivin aleihem. Somebody who's Tamei Sheretz, right? Sheretz is an avatoma. Somebody becomes Tamei from a Sheretz, or an arel, you can be makriv of their karbonos, on their behalf, except for Karban Pesach. Shein shochten also al tami sheretz, vein shochten al ha'arel pesach, kamo shizbar. Aval, last halacha of the perek, aval tamei meis, a makriven alav karban klal ache yitar. The Rambam does not hold tamei mishalei karban osav. The Rambam says, even if I brought my karban, and I was tar, and now I'm tamei, the kohen has to wait. That's the Rambam shita by tumas meis. Maybe not by the other Tumas, by Tumas Meis. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's really a Machlokas Amoraim. The Rambam chooses a Shita that we didn't really know, that we Paskin like. He says, he quotes Karkasati, this is the second Berak of Zvachim, Reish Lakish says this, and even though the Ziknei Darom say, Atay Meis is Mishalei HaKarban Osav, we don't Paskin like them. And even the Ziknei Darom lo Amru Ela B'dievet, Avala Mitzvah lo Yishalech. V'mk Reish Lakish, who argues, must hold even B'dievet is no good, and that is the Rambam Shita, that even if he is Tovel, because of Rabbeinu Makrivin of Klal Klomer, Afilu B'dievet lo Mahani, U'bechlal Ze Gamkein Lomar Avabi Shetoval, Ein Makrivin Olav Kamoshin is bar. Even if he's on day 7 and he went to the mikvah, you still cannot bring his karban. That is the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. It says Reb Chaim, that's exactly what's going on in our Gemara. The Rambam says, based on, right, so of course, the Yerushalmi goes, Tosfos on Kehilat Das Rambam Hu B'Pshitus, Ein Makrivin Al Tumas Meis. Maybe the source of that Rambam, yes, that Gemara is Zvachim as a Machlokas, but how does he know who to Paskin like? Maybe that's our Mishnah, says Reb Chaim. Our Mishnah, which says that you have to wait, and the Yerushalmi, the Mishnah explained by the Yerushalmi, that you have to wait until Tara in order to bring the Karban. Reb Chaim uses this, again, without going into all the details of why he uses this, in Hilchos Karban Pesach, on Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says there, if you have a Tamei Meis that went to the mikvah on Erev Pesach, it's day 7. So we know by other Tumos, if day 7 is Erev Pesach, and a person's going to be tar that night, by Zava, by others, then you shecht for them. So then they can eat it that night. By others, the Rama Paskins, a tful yom of Tamei Meis, you do not shecht, even though they're going to be tar that night. The Tamei Meis is not one of the Mechusri Kapara. They're finished by Shkia. The Rama Paskins, in Karben Pesach, Perak Vav Alacha Aleph, Tamei Meis, Shechal Shvi Shalol Lios Ba'ar Ba'asar, Af al pi shetaval vehuza alav v'hari hu roy lech al kashim la'erev ein shochten alav ela nidcha lepesach sheni. Wow. Shneamar v'hi anashim shari tmein lenefesh adam. And the Ravid jumps all over the Rambam. What are you talking about? He's going to be tar tonight. He's going to be able to eat his Karban Pesach tonight. Why should he have to wait till Pesach Sheni? So based on that, Reb Chaim, number one, proves the Rambam holds, unlike other Tameim, a Tamei Meis cannot be Mishalei HaKarban Osav. And the Rambam paskins, even a Tful Yom of Tamei Meis is chamor than other Tful Yoms. And even though you have a Tful Yom of other Tumas, you could be choked in Vizarkin Aleim and they could eat it that night, not by Tamei Meis. Not by Tamei Meis, that is the Rambam. Had the Pasuk HaRambam, says Reb Chaim, the tful yom de meis ain't shochten alav as a karban pesach. Lav mishum hach dina de ain't karban pesach bal al tameim hu de ain't makriven alav. It's not because the karban pesach can't be brought betuma. The beemes bazeh shavet tameim meis l'shar tameim that it should be just like other tfule yom. Ela mishum de tameim meis hu ainu mishaleach shum karban. This isn't a din of pesach. It's a din of any karban. Ubazeh desover harambam the gam tful yom de meis gam kein in makriven alav shum karban v'chein gam pesach. That is a crucial Rambam to be aware of in terms of the uniqueness of Tumas Meis and its exclusion from Karbanos. Okay, Adr Lach Shlosh Aminim, we get into the next parak. Says the parak, this is called Parak Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol v'Nazir. What if you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir? They have a, well, we'll get to together, but we know their unique halacha is Einon Mitamin Likrovehen. They cannot become Tameh for even their primary relatives. Unlike a Kohen Hedyot, who can become Tameh for his primary relatives, and not only can, but should and must. But a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir do not become Tameh for their primary relatives. Well, we're going to talk about this, Bezeshem, in the Shir on Shabbos afternoon, but the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Ayin Vav quotes this halacha in another context. That's the mitzvah about Nazir. But he says, unlike a regular Kohen, once you have somebody who cannot become Tamei Meis, why should you let them become Tamei Meis for their family normally? Zerachei HaDarchei Noam, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Put it on that list. And therefore, you know, he would want to be at his parents' Levaya, and he would want to be involved. And that's why a Kohen Hedyot is able to. A Nazir who has decided to dedicate his life to a higher standard. So obviously, maybe he has a different focus. If he has a different focus, then maybe he doesn't need this allowance. He's not in the normal way of behavior. And that's why we don't give him the allowance normally. This person put all of his love in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'acharei sumo kolibo v'chol machshavo sal achar nafsho hayikara, he's focused on the nefesh, v'tzarchei atzmo uv'saro natash, he's left his personal needs, ma'chefso b'kir v'azrei ava'o avav'o zulasi l'mitzvah, ein safek ki b'yis alus ha'nefesh, yekal ma'od be'ineh ha'nos ha'guf v'chol inyano. Okay, but either that's by a Kohen Hedyot, but a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, as we know, they cannot become Tameh for even their relatives. Aval mitamel meis mitzvah. But for a meis mitzvah, they can. What is meis mitzvah? Why is it called a meis mitzvah? It's a meis which has a mitzvah to bury. The Rambam says that's why it's called a meis mitzvah. Because it's a meis that nobody else has buried, so you do the mitzvah burial. That's also the Rambam, one of the Rambam's rayas, that burying, kvura, is a mitzvah for all Yisrael. Even though the pasuk only talks about Haruge Bezdin, right, ki karav tikbreda by Yamahu ki kilasa lokim talui, the pasuk in Kisaytzei, but the Rambam says huadin for a shar mesim as well, the mitzvah to bury, and that's why a mes mitzvah is called a mes mitzvah. The Gemara in Brachas uses this as an example of kavod abrios. Right, why is one metame, even a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir, or a Kohen Hedyot that's walking down the street and finds someone who's not related to him? Why are they allowed to do that? Kavod Abrios. Kavod Abrios is doche, even a lo sase sheva Torah. That is the lashon of the Gemara. But there is a very important machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos there in Brachas on Daf Chafim and Aleph. Rashi there uses a language that we might call hutra. Hutra. It's not ase doche lo sase. In that type of case. Says Rashi, V'tumas gufe, because the Gemara there ended up saying, if you remember, the Gemara said, Kavod Abrios is doche only b'shev al ta'ase. Passively. I could give up doing a mitzvah, and that way, mishum Kavod Abrios, I won't do a mitzvah. Fine. Those are all the examples. Kavod Abrios is doche, meaning Hashavas Aveda. If it's a zake, v'enel fi kvodo, he doesn't have to do Hashavas Aveda, because it's Kavod Abrios, and that's doche b'shev al ta'ase. Asks Rashi, in Brachas Daf Chaf, so what about a Nazir? What about our Mishnah? Metamei Lameis Mitzvah? Says Rashi, because when the Isser of Tumas Nazir was given, it was limited in scope. It did not include Meis Mitzvah. What we might call, it's not that it's Doche, it's Hutra. It was never included. Says Rashi, V'tumas gufe shel hutra l'koi v'lanazir, l'itam el beis mitzvah, t'kam me'ekar b'yadayim, b'pnekam v'abriyas d'lav shev atase, haynu taima, d'me'ikara kishe nechtav lo sase d'tuma, lo al meitz mitzvah nechtav. Wow. Kishem shelo nechtav ala krovim. Just like a Kohen head, or a Kohen head, you can be b'tami for his father. Why? Oh, because ase doga lo sase. No. It was never included in the Yisra in the first place. So too, Meis Mitzvah was never included in the Isser. And that's why it's not an example of Kavod Abrios, which is Doche, Bekum Vaaseh. No, it was never an Aveir in the first place. That's Rashi. Tosfos doesn't like this because Tosfos says, so you can say that by every Aveir in the book. Every time you have a case of Kavod Abrios, you can say, oh, this was never included and it's not a problem of Kum Vaaseh. So Tosfos says, no, it's Xeris HaKasav. Tosfos says, Nazir and Kohen Gadol are unique. Because they are more makel than other halachas. A Nazir, Tosfos says, is Efshar B'She'ela. A Kohen is a Lav She'en Shava Bakol. That's why those two cannot be models for anything else, because they are isurim that are more lekula. But that's an important machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos in Brachas Daf Chaf about our Mishnah, Meis Mitzvah, the Heter Meis Mitzvah, is that what we would call Hutra or Dechuya? Rashi and Tosfos in Brachas Daf Chaf. Fine. Continues the Mishnah. What if you have a Kohen Gadol and another walking down the street together, and they see a Meis Mitzvah, and only one of them is needed to be metame and bury this person? So, who is the one that is metame themselves? Hay mahachin baderech ubatzu Meis Mitzvah, machlokes tanoim. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, yitami Kohen Gadol val yitami Nazir. Kohen Gadol, amazingly, right? If you would have asked us, we probably would have said Nazir. Should be metame himself. Rebbe Eliezer says, Kohen Gadol. Vachachamim omri yitami Nazir vayitami Kohen Gadol. Right, that's what it should say on the side. Omar Lohem Rebbe Eliezer. So Rebbe Eliezer, right, is obviously the one that has to explain himself first. Yitami Kohen, Sheino may be carbon al Tumaso. Val Yitami Nazir, Shu may be carbon al Tumaso. Obviously, if you bring a carbon after you become Tami, that shows you really did something wrong. So Rebbe Eliezer says a Kohen Gadol doesn't have to bring a carbon, he just did an Avera. So he doesn't have to bring a carbon, especially if it was Bishogeg, nothing. He just becomes tar. A Nazir has to bring a carbon. So that shows it's more serious for a Nazir. That's why I say Kohen Gadol. Amru lo, yitame nazir. The Chamzei back to him, no, the nazir should become tame, right? Over a Kohen Gadol. And Tosfos adds in, even over a Kohen Hedyot, a nazir should become tame. Why? She'ein kedushaso kedushas olam. Because the nazir's kedusha is not forever. Not forever. What does that mean? It's for a certain amount of time. And Tosfos says, even if he's mekabel, a nazir olam, you don't say, that's not cool, kedushas olam. Because inherently, it was, most of the time, it's not a nazir forever. And the Tosfos says, stam nazir, it's a shloshim yon, you don't have to worry about the one that's forever. The Me'iri has a little different lashon, and the Shid Mekubetz is here. Tosfos sounds like, bala daito, because most nazirim aren't forever, so don't worry about it. No, says Tosfos, says the Me'iri, no, you know what nazir olam, you know what kedushas olam means? You don't choose the kedusha. It comes on you. And olam means when you're born. That's olam. Not in the future, but in the past. So what if a nazir accepts to be a nazir and now he's a nazir forever? No, but it's still not a nazir olam because it's not a kedusha dimimela. So it's a little machlokas between Tosfos and the other Rishonim. Does it? Don't worry, even if a nazir olam, you don't have to worry about it because that's not a normal nazir. The Me'iri's lashon is, shafilo nazir olam, mikol makom, kedushas sha'a hi keruya. It didn't happen. Didn't happen memelo. Or the language of Avraham Nahar, also important. Shaharei ad shegadal kibol of nazirus lo chala kedushaso. The Kohen chala kedushaso memelo bishashen olan. Right. So that is just a machlokas. What you would do about that? About that. So a nazir, the Chachamim say a nazir is betami himself because his kedusha is not kedushas olam. Va'al yitami kohen shekedushaso kedushas olam. And a kohen does not become tame because his kedusha is called a kedushas olam. Rebbe Yosef Engel uses this mishnah. Where does he use this mishnah? Quality, quantity. Right. When we discussed this months ago, I think, and that is if you have something that is more in quality, but for a shorter, for smaller amount of time, or longer in quantity, but less quality, so which is more chamor? Right? The two cases he quoted, the first was the Ran, and the first source he quotes is our Mishnah right here. Right? The Kohen Gadol, on the one hand, is longer quantity, meaning it's forever, but no carbon brought. So it might be less intense. Less intense for a longer amount of time. Nazir is more intense. You bring a carbon, but it's for less time. It's less. It's not Kedushas Olam. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Lekach Tov, in Klal Tezayin, right, that's his first makar. He says, Ribuy Hazman Imachriya Ha'echus. Im Yesh Isser Chamor, V'yesh Isser Acher Kalmimenu. You have a more serious Aveira and a less serious Aveira. Elo Diyesh Lo Maila Ala Chamor, B'inyin Hazman, Sho Isser HaChamor, Ein Sho Ekol Kach Zman, Kemo Isser HaKal, Hei Minayu Chashav Chamor Tvei. Which one? Similar, he says, to the question the Gemara asked in Zvachim, Tadir Umakudash. Which one goes first? But, Kedarka Bakodesh, Rabbi Yosef Engel here quotes many sources. Number one, Mishnah Nozer Dach Mem Zayin. He quotes, this is the Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Quantity in meaning in time versus quality in a shorter amount of time. That is number one that he quotes. And he also quotes Avas Olam versus Ava Rabba. Maybe that's the machlokes, which one you say, the Gemara in Maseches Brachas, right, and others, many examples. He quotes also another example. He quotes the Ran, right? The Ran about if you have a Chol Sheishbo Sakana on Shabbos, not exactly the same, but he puts it all together. A Chol Sheishbo Sakana on Shabbos, and the Chol has to eat meat, or else they're going to die. You have a piece of nevela in front of you, or you have a kosher animal. Do you shech the animal and do all the salt, the malachis, the malicha, and everything in order to get kosher meat, or do you just eat the nevela? That's the question the Rishonim ask in Maseches Yuma. On the one hand, just eat the nevela. Why? Because you're not. It's an isra lav. There's no skila. On the other hand, every bite that you eat is going to be a problem. Masheike by shchita. It's one act. It's a worse act, but it's one act or two acts done, and then you have kosher food. And every time you eat a kezayis, it's going to be kosher. So that's similar, right? Quality versus quantity. That is in the Velech HaTov. And he also relates this. He says, Shamati, I heard this. This was not only Jews, but the people of Mitzrayim. What did Avraham Avinu say? I'm nervous they're going to kill me to marry my wife. What do you mean? What, they didn't care about Ritzicha, they just cared about Gilui Arayos? Yeah, because Ritzicha is a one-time event. Gilui Arayos would be every single time. So if they kill me, there won't be any more Averas. Right? It's better for them just to do a one-time Avera, different than the others. Or just one other, he quotes, and then we'll continue. He says, you never have a discussion anywhere in Shas. This is classic, a Minchas Chinuch type of suggestion, that the Achronim, who have Shas on their fingertips, quote ideas that should be in the Gemara that are not. Is there a difference between Yahari Valyavra, we know the big three Averas you have to give your life for. But what if you have an Avera that you're going to have to do 1,000 times? Does it ever turn into Yahari Valyavra? If you have the Chil Shabbos, they're going to make you do Chil Shabbos 1,000 times. So does that become Yahari Valyavra? No. You never have any Gemara in Shas that just because you've done a certain Avera a lot, that makes it more stringent in terms of, let's say, jumping up to Yahari Valyavra. You don't find that. So that also points in a certain direction. That just because it's more doesn't mean it is worse. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Lech HaTov. What would Rabbi Elazar answer back to all of these tainus? Kedushas Olam? So, on the one hand, yes, it's Kedusha de Memela, so it comes when he's born. But I once heard from a long time ago that maybe a Nazar also has something unique about him in that he decided himself to do it. And that makes it more serious. Maybe that's also behind Rabbi Eliezer. Right, if he decides to take upon himself the Kedusha, he wasn't just born into it, that makes him more chamer, and maybe that's also behind Rabbi Eliezer. There's a machlokas achronim. In this case, let's say the Kohen Gadol and the Nazar are walking down the street. What happens if the wrong person is batami themselves? Do they get malchus? Is this just an advice? Or is it no? The Nazir has no heter, zero. And if he's batami himself, it's just like he's doing it for no reason. It's not called a meis mitzvah for him. That's a machlokas achronim, what we hold in that case. Weiter. Bishlama kohen gadol v'nazir, hai savar kohen gadol adif, hai savar nazir adif. So finally, I understand the machlokas about kohen gadol and nazir. One says a nazir is more serious because of the karban. One says kohen gadol is more serious because of la'olam. What about the following? So now we're going to have the rest of the daf is all about different ibayas. The Menachas Chinuch, by the way, also says, what if you have another tar and another tummy walking down the street? That's the question the Gemara does not ask. So he asked that question. But here, Mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha u'meruba begadim. What if you have two different Kohen Gadols? You have one is Mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha, which is the early Kohen Gadols, right, before the oil was put away in the time of Yoshiyahu, and the one who became Kohen Gadol afterwards, meruba b'begadim. How do you ever have a case of two Kohen Gadols at the same time? So Tosfos says, "Post Eichi Timsi." One of them got sick. He became Tamei and Yom Kippur, and he did the avoda. But then the first Kohen Gadol came back. So but in the interim, the oil was put away. So you could come up with a Eichi Timsi that you could have two Kohen Gadol at the same time, one Meruba Begadim and one Mashuach B'Chama. Right? Tosfos on Amud Aleph talks about a couple of possibilities. How do you have the Eichi Timsi together? So says the Mishnah, Mashuach B'Shem and Mishcha Adif. The earlier one is Adif. Why? Dila Mashuach B'Shem and Mishcha may be para ba'al kol mitzvos, because he has a chumra about him. He brings a unique carbon. If he doesn't have vera, it's a regular vera that other people, individuals, would bring a regular chatas. He has to bring a par. If the Merubah Begadim the main maybe, and the Merubah Begadim does not, so that special carbon reflects a more serious Kedusha. Carbonos always reflect Kedusha. Right? We know, the Gemara tells us that, why do you say Hallel, full Hallel, every day of Sukkos? And you don't say full Hallel every day of Pesach? Chalukin Karbonos Sehen. On Sukkos, every day is a different carbon. On Pesach, it's the same carbon every day. So what does that have to do with carbon? It reflects a unique Kedusha Sayom. And that's why you say full Hallel, which is a reflection of Kedusha Sayom. Fine, those are the two. What about this case? Mashuach Sha'avar Umruba Begadim. What if a Mashuach, but he doesn't do the Avod anymore? He's retired. Mashuach Sha'avar. He does not write a Merubah Begadim. So Merubah Begadim Adif, Merubah Begadim is more Chomer, but Merubah Begadim Avod Avoda. The Mashuach Sha'avar Labar Avodahu. If one's doing the Avoda, then that's the one that wins. Avar Machmas Kiru Yov Avar Machmas Mumo. What if you have two retired, so to speak, Kohanim Gadolim? One was removed because he became Tamei. One because he has a Mum. So Avar Machmas Kiru Yodif, that's more serious. Why? Dilu Hai Chazil Avoda Lomachar, because he's going to become Tar and come back to do the Avoda. V'ilu Avar Machmas Mum Lo Chazil Avoda. The one that has a Mum is not going to do the Avoda again. So that's why you have all of these questions. Tosfos in Yuma on Daf Yud Beis asks, when you have a Kohen Gadol She'avar, the Gemara talks about, so what does he do? Could he switch off with the present Kohen Gadol? No. Because that would create Eva. Could he do regular Avodah of a Kohen Hedyot? No. Malin Bakodesh Vein Moridin. That's the Gemara. Asks Tosfos in Yuma, very interesting question. What do you need to say the reason of Ma'alin Bakodesh Vein Moridin? And that's why you can't do the Avodah of a Kohen Hedyot. Why don't you just say that he will be Mechusar Begadim? If he's a Kohen Gadol, but he's doing the Avodah of a Kohen Hedyot, so only one Kohen Gadol is going to wear the Begadim. So why don't you just say that he's Mechusar Begadim? And therefore he's going to be Pasul. Tosfos says he could be removed from being the Kohen Gadol. Nismane, quotes the Yerushalmi, Nismane Bepeh Ve Yoreid Bepeh Ve Yishlomer the Kohen Gadol Nismane Bepeh Umistalik Bepeh Umistaver Shadavar Talui Bemelech Ubeechav HaKohanim. That's Tosfos in Yuba Yudbeis Mabeis. Ask the Achronim. Ask Rav Soloveitchik. What do you mean? The Gemara says clearly that once you're a Kohen Gadol, you're always a Kohen Gadol. So what do you mean? What does that mean? It's Talik Bepeh regarding the Halacha. Meaning, what is Tosfos saying? He could do the Avoda with four Begadim. Doesn't need the eight Begadim. But what do you mean? There are many Gemaras that say, once you're a Kohen Gadol, you're always a Kohen Gadol. There must be, explains Rav Soloveitchik, two Dinim in Kohen Gadol. There must be two Dinim in Kedusha's Kohen Gadol. Maybe one is Kedusha's Kohen Gadol, one is Chalos Shem Kohen Gadol. Right, just quoted in one of the Masorah journals in the Chelug Yud Aleph, page Mem Dalid. If you have them, could they talk about this from the Soloveitchiks? Right, these two types. Ubir and Yezed, the Yesh Kedushas Kuna Gadola, the Yesh Shem Kohen Gadol. The Kedusha never leaves. And that's Malad Makodesh, Vein Moridin. But the Shem Kohen Gadol, that could be removed based on whether you are the present Kohen Gadol or not. Again, that's a big topic, but that's related to this idea. There might be two Kedushas, two elements of every Kohen Gadol. Good. Ibailu. So those questions were answered. So now we have questions that some of them go unanswered. Mashuach Milchama Viskan. If you have the special Kohen Gadol that is anointed for battle, Viskan and the assistant Kohen Gadol, they both don't serve. Heiminayo Adif. Mashuach Milchama Adif Tachazil Milchama. He has a purpose that he does. Tosfos' Lashon is, first wide line, Talu Beirabim. The nation relies on him. Mashuach Melchama. O Dilma, Sgan Adif, Dechazil Avoda. Or no, the assistant is Adif because he's backup, he's on deck. And if you're on deck to the real thing, it's better than just being actuality in the sideshow, so to speak. We might call it that. This Gemara is great to try to isolate the different factors of the different types of Kohen Gadol. Right? You have to link this with the Gemara in Makkos about which Kohen Gadol dying sets the guy free, or the Gemara in Shas about different Kohanim Gedolim have to be put together to understand the uniqueness of each one. So Tashma, so Mashuach Melchama versus Kan. Detanya, the Braisa says, Ein bein Mashuach Melchama l'skan ella. Shemayim ha'alchen ba'derech u'matzah meis mitzvah, yitamei Mashuach Melchama v'yitamei skan. This is beferish. The Mashuach Melchama is v'tamei himself. V'yatanya, Mashuach Melchama kodim l'skan. Aye, in terms of covid, it says the Mashuach Melchama comes in front of the skan. Sounds like regarding everything. right? The sugi's at the end of Maseches Harios. Amar Marzutra, it depends. Le'inyinach Yoso, regarding keeping him alive and giving him kavod, Mashua Bachama Adif. My time at the Talabei Rabin, as Tosas quoted. Mashua Bachama gets more kavod. But le'inyin Tuma, but in terms of the inherent status, Skan Adif. But in terms of status, the skan is adiv, and therefore the mashur b'chama becomes tameh. Titania, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, lamu tignu skan l'kohen gadol. Why does he have a skan in the first place anyway? Shim ira bo psul, hari nichnas umishamesh tachtav. The skan is there just in case he is needed. So he has that status. He has that status as backup, right? We know the Mishnah in the beginning of Yuma says maybe there's even a wife held, gotten ready and designated before Yom Kippur just to be safe. But at least there's a skan. The Gemara says, "Arkan lo pligiela b'kohen gadol v'nazir kika azli badi adadi." Fine, I understand. This whole discussion that we had is when there's a kohen gadol and a nazir going down the street together. Which one? Aval chad chad l'chude bar itzmuye inun. But if only one of them is around, then for sure. That's the halacha of meis mitzvah. You have to be metami yourself or a meis mitzvah. Mina hani mili. So how do we know that halacha regarding meis mitzvah, that even these people who are so chamor, you have to be metami yourself or a meis mitzvah? So the source for that will have to wait, because it'll go on to the next Gemara, and we'll see more about connecting and the relationship between these different types of people, the Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Parsha Shir is up, Beis Hashem, from last night.